and beyond. My name is Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. The thing that makes this job such a privilege to do is that sometimes you get the chance to talk to one of your personal heroes, and today is one of those opportunities for me. It is my humble privilege to welcome South Carolina Congressional Representative Jim Clyburn to the show. Welcome, Congressman. It truly is one of my life's greatest privileges to talk to you this afternoon.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's a great pleasure to be here.
You've been a member of Congress since 1993. You were House Majority Whip from 2019 to 22, as well as 2007 to 2010. You were the first African-American to serve multiple terms as Majority Whip. You've won the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and one of your most widely known accomplishments, sir, is that in 2020 you helped deliver South Carolina for President Biden in the primaries, helping to propel him on to the presidency. Sir, thank you for saving America then. Yesterday, this morning, President Biden had a celebration, a Black Excellence Brunch. Tell us about why that event was so important, why it was the first of its kind. I just think that this was a remarkable moment, and certainly coming full circle for the Congressional Black Caucus and President Joe Biden.
Well, it really was very remarkable, but not surprising to those of us who really know Joe Biden. I could not get to the lunch because I had previously scheduled an event on get out the vote stuff. But my eldest daughter did attend, and I hope that she represented the family well. But it was so important for Joe Biden to continue to fill in what I call the gap between the bookends, him having served as vice president to the first African-American president that we have had in this country's history, and him having named as his running mate the first woman to ever serve as vice president in this country, and hopefully have handed it off to what could very well be the first woman president of these United States. That, to me, bookends a 50-year career of having done the right thing when it comes to communities of color, communities of low to moderate income, the kind of communities that very seldom get the real impact of what this country's greatness is all about. I say all the time that this country is great and no need of being made great. We need to work together to make this country's greatness accessible and affordable for all of its citizens. And if you look at the legislation that Joe Biden has championed, the Rescue Act, which immediately lifted almost half of the children living in poverty out of poverty, you look at his infrastructure bill that included in it not just roads and bridges, but water and sewers, cleaning up all the lead pipes that children were exposed to in many communities, getting lead pipes out of the system. Broadband in rural communities, low-income communities where they didn't have broadband internet and in dire need. It's in there. $65 billion of those that money, $1.2 trillion, going for that. Chips and science, bringing those chips back to this country when they had been gone, all except about 2% of them had left the country. And then we get out, have our tax the system to make it profitable for people to have those chips made overseas and then bring them back into this country. Look at what he did with Inflation Reduction Act, what he did for the price of insulin. My late wife fought a 30-year battle with diabetes. I saw her insulin bill sometimes $600 a month. That's now capped for seniors at $35 a month. Safer Communities Act, the PAC Act for veterans, going back and picking up those veterans from the Vietnam War that gotten left out. So Joe Biden has had all of this. And then to be able to book in all of that with the vice presidency under Barack Obama and the presidency with Kamala Harris as his running mate, and hopefully have handed it off to what could very well be, will very well be, hopefully will be, the first woman president of these United States. That's what this Nuts Today was all about.
Yes.
Reminding people of what his place in history is all about and thanking them for the role they played in putting him in position to do all of this, which includes putting the first African-American woman on the United States Supreme Court.
Indeed, sir, from your lips to God's ears, I long for the day when Kamala Harris raises her hand and takes the oath as not just the first female president, but the first Black female president. What a day that will be, because Joe Biden knows what kind of jobs are Black jobs. They're vice president, they're president, they're Supreme Court justice. Representative Clyburn, when you hear when you hear Donald Trump talk about Black jobs, what do you want voters to know about what he's actually saying, sir?
What he is saying is that we are relegated to certain jobs. I know that relegation excludes the vice presidency. That's why he keeps wanting to make her something other than an African-American woman.
Mm.
Someone who chooses to go to college at an HBCU, historical black college and university.
Yes. Yes.
Someone who chooses to affiliate with a sorority in college, and it becomes the first African-American sorority on a college campus.
Yes.
So she made those choices as a high schooler and a sophomore in college. And then you said she never admitted to being Black. She always accepted herself as being Black. And so what it says to me is this man can't get over the fact that Black people, male and female, stand on equal footing with him. There's supposed to be certain jobs for us, and that's why only the people who come into this country without citizenship and without educational backgrounds for certain positions, those are the Black jobs that are being taken away. So we're going to remind him on November 5th that Black job you're talking about is the job that Black guy had as our 44th president.
Indeed, sir. Thank you so much for making time for us here in the state of Wisconsin. I appreciate your work on behalf of each and every one of us, not just the 6th District of South Carolina, sir. You've been a great hero of mine. Thank you again. And go Kamala Harris, because we're not going back.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Take care, sir. Folks, that was Representative Jim Clyburn, bye-bye, sir, of the 6th District in South Carolina. I'm Maggie Dawn, host of this, The Maggie Dawn Show, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We have a fabulous guest coming up next. It is another one of those busy days here on The Maggie Dawn Show. You're not going to want to miss it. We're going to talk about authoritarianism with Professor of History and Italian Studies at NYU, Ruth Benjiat. She knows all about this. She's literally written the book on it. Maybe she'll have something to say about the sorts of things that Trump talks about, because we all should be very scared. Keep it locked. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are not going back.